More than 40 local eateries setting up shop on Adamson Square in Carrollton, trading bite-sized culinary creations and specialty items for pre-purchased tickets during the 27th annual Taste of Carrollton later today.
Come on out, let somebody else do the cooking for you. We've got a great selection of restaurants, some old favorites. We've got some new faces from around the county, so we're really excited. Mustard Seed Cafe from City Station this year, you know, they're brand new. Nama, we're really excited to feature. They were not open this time last year, so we're so excited to have them on the square. Chicken Salad Chick, Sous Chef, South of Heaven Barbecue. I mean, we've got some great, great options. So come hungry, that's all I can say.
Carrollton Main Street Director Andy Leslie speaking with Mitch Gray on the B92 Country Morning Show this week.
We sell our food tickets for $1 a piece. You can also get the food and brew package for $25, which does include 5 food tickets. And then, of course, you get unlimited tastings of fabulous craft brews. We're so excited to feature Printer's Ale again. We also have a family-friendly comedian, Ken Kington, that will be performing. Our opener at the Amp starts at 7, so everybody can take their food, take their drinks, head down to the Amp, kind of hang out for a while. And then our headliner, Ken Kington, will kick off right around 8.
The annual Taste of Carrollton is today, 5:30 until 8 o'clock on Adamson Square. Food tickets and the food and brew package can be purchased at the event. The Carolinas feeling the effects of Hurricane Florence today, with the full storm expecting to hit sometime on Friday or Saturday. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, could be left without power for days after the hurricane. Communications manager of Carrollton-based Carroll EMC, Jay Gill, says Carroll EMC, along with many other Georgia co-ops, are on standby to help restore power if needed.
Starting out, we may send maybe 2 or 3 crews of 4 linemen, which could also include, you know, a couple bucket trucks and digger trucks and things like that with each crew, plus material. If we had no damage and everything cleared out and there was a lot of damage along the coast, we could possibly send a few more crews if we needed to.
Carroll EMC is also keeping several crews in the area ready for any complications that could arise here in West Georgia.
The ground hadn't been saturated for several weeks, so I don't think the root systems of trees and things are too threatening at this point. It's always more dangerous when it's been raining for a long time, and then you end up with a big storm comes through with high winds, and that's what pushes, you know, a lot of trees over and does a lot more significant damage. We end up with some heavy rains and the hard gusts of wind, then you'll see some limbs and things come across lines, and we'll have some minor hiccups.
Gill says they may also release contract crews that usually work with the EMC in order to work the Carolina coastal areas. Well, probably no surprise that Carrollton City Schools is considered one of the best places to work in West Georgia. But earlier this month, the Atlanta Business Chronicle determined the district was the best place to work in the state of Georgia, awarding the top honor to the local employer in the extra large business category over many prestigious organizations in the Atlanta area.
We're honored and humbled to receive the award.
Carrollton City Schools Superintendent Dr. Mark Albertus.
It really stems from the Board of Education setting the culture and the tone for our school system that we're going to take care of our students first and foremost, and our parents and our community, but also our employees, and creating a culture of family. We're in the people business, and people make or break you, and so we try hard to do right by our people. So it's very validating when you get an award like this, because the award stemmed from an intensive survey that all of our employees took, and we're very pleased that we're going in the right direction.
The awards were based on surveys in which employees were questioned independently about their employers. Topics on the survey included trust, fairness, and leadership. Carrollton City Schools was joined by 2 other local entities on the Best Places to Work list, Tanner Health System and Carroll EMC. Carrollton City employees are to learn the results of a salary comparison study conducted over the summer during a city council work session scheduled for next week. Council had requested the study be performed for all city jobs following concerns that valuable employees were choosing employment elsewhere, allegedly because of higher pay.
Essentially, what it really focused on is that the lower-end employees, we need to look at trying to increase those wages. The number that the consultant quoted said that probably the minimum pay for laborers should be about $14.50 an hour. That's the kind of thing we'll discuss with the council and see how they want to proceed.
Carrollton City Manager Tim Grizzard comparing the consultant's suggestion of $14.50 per hour for most laborers to what the city currently pays, around $12.50 an hour.
we're not just competing with other cities. We're competing with industry. We're competing with the college, with Tanner, Southwire. There's just a very healthy job market out there, and we got some good people, and we probably pay a little more than most municipalities, but again, we're competing with more than just those municipalities or with the counties.
The salary study will also provide comparisons for the city's public safety positions. There are concerns that those employees, too, are getting better pay elsewhere after receiving their training in Carrollton. Grizzard says it costs a lot of money to train police and firemen, so if we don't pay enough to keep those folks, we're costing ourselves more money in the long run. The city will discuss results from that salary study during a work session on Monday. I'm Colin Worthington.